Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Earlier this week, the St. Louis community lost an innocent young man to senseless violence. Colin Brown was a hockey player. He played the game with passion, with determination, and with a love for the game and for his teammates. He was a loving son, a doting older brother, and a caring friend. Please join the Blues and the entire hockey community in a moment of silence as we honor the spirit of Colin Brown and lift his family and friends in our thoughts and in our hearts. Thank you.
The great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's. Reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
Tom Ackerman joining us on the phone now. And Tom, I just think that was such a classy move by the Blues this weekend to honor the CBC hockey player who was just senselessly shot and killed the other week.
It's such a horrible tragedy. It's weighing on so many people in our community. And yes, I mean, so many people are thinking about the family, about the CBC community. Our hearts are with them. And certainly the St. Louis Blues recognizing that a youth hockey player losing his life at such a young age, it's just unthinkable. And for the Blues to honor him in that way was certainly very poignant and important, and now we move forward as best we can.
Now, unfortunately, they couldn't pull off the win, right? They went to overtime, and then they lost in overtime?
They did. They earned a point because of Jordan Binnington. I mean, he made, again, unbelievable saves, one after the other. I think, actually, his best save was the one, well, there's a whole bunch, but there was one in particular that he made that was like Dominic Hasek, where he was on his back, sliding all over the place, and the puck got knocked away momentarily, and then the Flyers actually scored on the rebound. But it was an incredible, ridiculous highlight reel save. He made one after the other, and that's why the Blues got the point for Jim Montgomery in his home debut. The Flyers won the game in overtime 28 seconds in. The Blues tied it 20 seconds to go with Jake Neighbors on a 6-on-4. The Blues played fine, but, I mean, Binnington bailed him out again and again and again. He does it. And, you know, they have their record because of him, and it could be a lot worse. Now, I do think that if you look at the standings right now, they're on the doorstep of a possible playoff contention. they have to be able to play really well consistently. So meaning, and I talked to Chris Kerber about this yesterday, every 10 games that you play, you got to be a game or two over 500. So right now in their last three games under Jim Montgomery, they're 2-0-1. They've won two. They've lost an overtime game. So this is good. But now it's going to get tough. They have to go to Winnipeg and play tomorrow. Winnipeg is, if not the best team in the league, one of them. They've got to go to Edmonton. They have to go to Calgary. They have to go to Vancouver. And it is a tough Western Canadian road trip that they're about to embark on. So it will not be easy, but nothing is easy in the NHL. And so the Blues will have to get ready to rock and roll here. It is going to be a huge challenge for them, but we'll see.
I mean, not only is there a lot of pressure on Jim Montgomery, who's taking over as coach in the middle of the season, but I would guess that there's a lot of just time it takes to get used to his coaching style on the players' end.
Your time and expertise are valuable, making Focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, and it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant real-time suggestions wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything, from brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think that he probably is in a really good position here. He's been grabbed by the Blues in a matter of minutes, it seemed like, after he was fired by the Bruins, and gets to fall into a much better situation. He's in a very familiar place. He's with a team that has some young players that could use his guidance, but some veteran players who can assist Montgomery in doing what they're supposed to do, which is score goals, play good two-way hockey, on defense, play good, solid defense. Especially these veterans need to be great when they're healthy, and they need to get healthy here. But when the Blues are at full strength, they should be a good, hard-hitting hockey team with a lot of skill. I mean, the Blues are a speedy team with more skill than they used to have. So Montgomery's in a decent situation because I think the expectations are not to go on to win the Cup like he was in Boston. He has a five-year contract to work with, so he is the perfect fit for this situation. Not that there isn't pressure on him to now turn this around. There is, but he does have that security of a contract. And then as for, you know, the rest of the team, these are big boys. They get paid a lot of money to do a job, and it's time for someone to light a fire under him and hold him accountable, and that's what Montgomery's going to do. He's an elite coach. He is, and the Blues wasted no time in getting him. So I do think that it is looking up for them, but I'd be cautious if it were me to say that they are going to turn around. Because like I said, these four games, it could go south pretty quickly, and then you're scratching your head. I think this is a long-term play here. If you're a Blues fan, you want to see how do they play over. I'm not talking about the next 3 years, like this whole season. Mm-hmm. How does this season play out? Can they do enough to make the playoffs? I think that they can, but they're going to have to be consistent.
You know, because Mark's not here today, we don't have to talk about Kentucky. But what we should talk about is that Mizzou game against Arkansas, because I was so happy for Brady Cook running that touchdown in the last couple minutes.
Yeah, he ran it in with about a minute and a half to go, and then They punch it in with a two-point conversion to Luther Burden, so that's, you know, fitting because Cook and Burden playing in their last game at Faurot Field. Luther Burden is going to go on to the NFL and be an absolute superstar. I mean, he is going to be one of the best. He's like, he's like Jamar Chase of the Bengals. See, he's a running back playing wide receiver. I mean, he is going to be unbelievable in the league. But anyway, Brady Cook, I don't know what his future holds. He could play professionally somewhere if he wanted to. Maybe he'd be a great St. Louis Battlehawk. But anyway, I think I love the way that it ended for him at Faurot with a victory, and I am happy for him. At the same time, you know, I always wonder what would have been had he been fully healthy. He was never fully healthy this season, and it cost them. Alabama shut him out. South Carolina game. If they win that game, Kim, they're probably in the playoff discussion right now because they're 10-2, and if you look around the CFP rankings that are going to come out tomorrow, there are a lot of two-loss and even three-loss teams being creeping back into this thing. So, you know, it's tough. But that said, it's also a great two-year run for Cook and the Tigers. Mm-hmm. I mean, Eli Drinkwitz, in the last 2 years, has gone 20-5 and still a game to go. It won't be a playoff game. It's going to be a bowl game.
Right.
But they had a good year. I mean, they beat Boston College, Vanderbilt, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Auburn, not a great team, but they beat them, and they did it all, you know, in very close games. They even Buffalo actually turned out to be not bad at 8-4, but, you know, they did what they had to do. I just don't know that they were a great team. I mean, you know, if you look over the body of work, maybe they just are what they are. They're a good SEC team that needs to continue to recruit hard to get the elite players so they can become an elite playoff team. They just weren't good enough this year, but the job they've done over the last 2 years is remarkable, and what they've done to recruit here in the city of St. Louis. I mean, all these St. Louis kids that are doing it, Cody Schrader last year, Burden and Cook this year.
So I know you probably have to go, but real quick, any bowl predictions for Mizzou? Because you were initially talking about Nashville, right?
Yeah, I actually don't have to go because I'm off today, so I could sit here all day.
Tom Ackerman, you talk to us on your day off?
Of course.
Wow.
Are you kidding?
Thank you.
Yeah, I haven't been on KMOX today. This is all 97.1 FM talk.
So anyway, appreciate that.
You know, the last projection I saw, which was last week, was Mizzou, Michigan in the Music City Bowl, but I haven't looked to see if that's been updated. Michigan with a great win over Ohio State. They'll be sought after by a lot of bowls because of the fans that they bring. Mizzou brings a lot of fans, too. I think it'd be a perfect place for both of them to go have fun and party. And it, for Mizzou, you know, a chance to beat another brand name and finish on a strong note.
Well, let's just hope that nothing happens like what went down at the Ohio State-Michigan game. The flag and the all-out
brawl. Neither of those, let's just say neither of those teams will be winning a Musial Award anytime soon. That was pretty rough. It was pretty ugly, without a doubt. And by the way, we should say that Illinois also had a very good season. They finished 9-3. They beat Northwestern. They had a real, and same situation. I think if you're an Illinois fan, you look at it and say, hey, we lost to Oregon and Penn State. Tough places to play. We lost to Minnesota. Wish we could have had that back. And at 10-2, it'd feel better than 9-3. But 9-3 is a heck of a year. And they are building a foundation also for success. So college football is looking up around here.
Yep. I'm eager to see actually which bowl game they go to. So at least we have that to look forward to. Hey, Tom, thanks for talking to us on your day out. I didn't realize you were off. So thank you for making time for us.
Oh, my pleasure. Anytime. You guys take care.
Have a great week.
Get more at 971talk.com.